Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm so darn glad you're here. I don't know what to do. And we got my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and check it out. That's a 22, almost 23-year-old website. We built that website in 97. Okay, it's not the same website. We've upgraded it. We've improved it. We've added a lot of new stuff there. Every day we put new content up. Every single day, new content. So it's always fresh there. So check that out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every Sunday afternoon by email. And, of course, go to jimblasingame.com and you'll find my books. That's one S, by the way, in Blasingame. It's just you and me. I want to talk some more about signal and noise. Nate Silver wrote a book called The Signal and the Noise. And I love that term. And I think if you're a small business CEO, if I could stick one thing in your head when I talk to you about being the CEO in your company, if I could stick one thing that you couldn't get out of your head, you know the song you can't get out of your head? If I could put one thing in your head that you couldn't get out, I think it might be the signal and the noise. And so whatever is coming at you, you say to yourself, is this signal or is this noise? Isn't that handy? How handy is that? And so in the previous segment, I talked about your doing it yourself as the CEO of your company, how to differentiate between signal and noise, and making sure that you know, the signal is easy. The easy signal is easy, right, because you like it. But the noise could be two different things. The noise could be real noise, distracting stuff, stuff you don't want. But it could also be you mischaracterizing noise. You mischaracterizing signal, I should say, as noise, meaning it's the kind of signal that you don't like, that's not comfortable. It doesn't fit your paradigm. Now let's talk about our teams. We have to do the same thing with our teams, right? Because they have their own paradigms. They have their own worldview. They have their own level of ability to focus and to accept things. You know, the research shows that 2/3 of us don't like change at all. Only about 1/3 of us are even slightly receptive to change. Most people resist it. Some people resist it at all costs. I've seen people lose their job because they couldn't change at all. Even when the change was better. So when we're CEOs, we have to manage signal and noise, but we also have to help. And this is where we become managers and leaders. When we're down in the trenches, we're on sea level. We're not at 30,000 feet with our CEO jobs. We're back down to sea level. And we're talking to our folks, and we're talking to them about signal and noise. And maybe, wouldn't that be, it seems to me that would be a handy way to approach a meeting. And so you're talking to your teams, and somebody pushes back on something, and you ask the team, is that signal or is that noise? Is Joe resisting us because of his personal way of thinking about this? Or does he have a point? Is it signal or is it noise? We know when Joe has a great idea because we all like it, but this particular point, Joe's pushing back on what we're trying to do, team, and is it signal or is it noise? That seems to me awfully handy, an awfully handy way to manage things. Now, you got to make sure you don't pick on people. You can't. This is not an opportunity to pick on people, so you got to handle it the right way. But wouldn't a brainstorming session? Or introducing change. We talked a lot about change this week, especially with our good friend Rick Maurer yesterday. We talked about change. We always do when he joins us. And wouldn't that be a great way to introduce change when people push back on you. All right, guys, I think I want to paint the trucks purple. What do you guys think about that? Well, boss, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. Okay, are you giving me signal or are you giving me noise? Have you done the research? I've done a little research. Purple, for some reason, people like our stuff. The research shows people like purple or orange or whatever the color may be. Or is it just that you, Joe, you don't like that color? Is it that you don't think the trucks would be better with this new color, which would be could be the noise? I'm sorry, the signal? Or is it because you personally don't like that color, which is noise? The signal and the noise. How handy could that be for you if you could start thinking that way? Everything in your life is either signal or it's noise. And even things that aren't relevant to you today that are distracting you from what you need to do today, you need to make sure you don't rule it out as signal. That's just not got good timing. That just doesn't have good timing. You know, signal, sometimes signal doesn't have good timing, right? So maybe a teammate and your team member in your meetings, maybe their position is just about timing. It's not wrong. It's just not good timing. Signal, the signal and the noise. If I could stick anything in your head and make it play like a song you can't get rid of, I think I might do that. The signal and the noise. I'm Jim Blassie. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.